As you face the future, what will happen to you after death? Where will you spend eternity? Through the word of Almighty God, it is possible to know beyond any question or doubt where you will go when you leave this life by death. With such assurance, life can be lived with peace, in spite of the many problems and troubles we face now. The Bible teaches us that when we die, we will spend either an eternity in heaven or in hell. There are many people who do not believe in a real, literal place called hell as the eternal abode of those who die in their sins. I pray that the Bible verses we will consider today will be helpful to you as you think about where you will spend eternity. There is a real place the Holy Scripture calls hell, and God warns us to flee from this wrath to come. There is judgment coming for sin, and punishment following that judgment for those who die without knowing their sins have been forgiven by God. In the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament, we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, and verses 9 and 14, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." We live in a society that has been given the philosophy that a person can do what he or she pleases, as long as, hopefully, such actions do not hurt anyone. This is a day in which people feel that they may do as they please, that they may do that which is right in their own eyes. Disregarding God and His Scriptures, many people believe that they may walk in the ways of their own hearts and desires. They feel that there is no ultimate authority to which they are responsible and will be held accountable. As long as their actions make them feel happy, they will do it. There are those who believe that they can make their own way to heaven, if there is a heaven. They believe that their own philosophy of living will suffice, and they do not have to be concerned about death. They believe that religious convictions are a personal matter, and not even God's Holy Scriptures, the Bible, can dictate the way to be forgiven of sin. Are you walking in your own way today, not caring about God and what He has said in His Word, and the way of forgiveness of sin which He has given to us in the Bible? Has your philosophy of living brought true joy and peace to your heart and mind? In these Bible verses in Ecclesiastes, we read that God says to young people and men and women, "Go ahead, you have free will, live your life. Disregard me if you choose. Ignore my plan for your life if you so desire. But for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing." God will bring judgment someday for the life we live and the sins we have committed, unless they are forgiven. The Lord God knows our every action, and even more than this, according to Psalm 139, God knows our every thought. God knows what you are thinking this very moment. Every one of us will be brought into judgment for our sins, unless the sin has been forgiven by the Lord according to His plan and provision. When will men and women be judged for their sins? Upon physical death, the body is buried and will decay in the ground, but the soul and spirit of men and women will be taken by God, who will place them in either heaven for those who have been forgiven of sin, or in hell for those who die in their sins. Actually, at the present time, the place where the unbelievers who die in their sins will go is called Hades. In chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, we read in verses 5 and 7, "Because man goeth to his long home," that's death and the eternity that follows, "and the mourners go about the streets, then shall the dust return unto the dust as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." The spirit of people is kept in Hades until some future time when the body will be raised from the grave, be reunited with the spirit to stand before God in judgment, and then cast into hell for eternity. Perhaps it would be good if we read God's definition of Hades. Hades is the same as the Holy Scriptures in the Old Testament, where it's called Sheol. In the Bible book of Luke, in the New Covenant or Testament, we read in chapter 16 and verses 19 through 31. Now, these are quite a few verses to read, but please listen carefully to God's word, for it is so very important. "There was a certain rich man that was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell," or Hades, "he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren," or brothers, "that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets," or the Holy Scriptures, "neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." These are very solemn verses of Holy Scripture. Two men died, and their bodies were placed in graves. But their soul and spirit, that still had a recognizable form of existence, were placed in Hades. Hades had two parts with a great gulf that separated them, so that a person could not pass from one to the other. Our decisions concerning God, the Bible, sin, and the forgiveness of sin are made in this life, now when we are living, for after death there is no second chance. One part of Hades was for Abraham, the righteous, sin-forgiven man of God. The believer Lazarus, after death, went to live where Abraham dwelt. It was a place of peace and rest with no suffering anymore, no more pain, no more tears, no more death, no more want. This part of Hades, for the forgiven people, has now, since Messiah died and was raised, been taken up to what we call heaven, so that when a believer dies now, he goes directly to heaven. The other part of Hades was for those whose sins had not been forgiven, but they died in their sins. There in Hades, they suffered and suffered, a place of agony, a place of fire. a place from which one could not escape, no second chance. Our decisions regarding the Word of God, regarding salvation, are made now while we are living. Search God's Word today and know beyond a shadow of a doubt how you can be forgiven of sin and face the future with joy and peace, because you will know Messiah Jesus, who will be living and real in your life, having forgiven your sins the way the God of Israel has said we must be forgiven today. And knowing that sin has been forgiven, you will have joy and peace for today and for all eternity. Where will you spend eternity? When you die, where will your soul, spirit, and eventually your resurrected body from the grave live forever and ever? Almighty God has given to us in His Holy Scriptures a true picture of the future. God tells us that when we leave this earth by death, our body will be placed in the grave, and that we certainly do know. He also tells us that our soul and spirit will go either to heaven, where we will live in God's presence, peace, and joy, or a place called Hades, where those who are now live in pain, suffering, and misery. This place called Hades will later be known as eternal hell, for the eternal abode of those who have died in their sins. Hades was divided into two sections with a great gulf between, so that one person could not go from one side to the other. Lazarus went to be with Abraham in the righteous place, the place of peace and rest and joy. The rich man died with unforgiven sin in his life and was sent to a place of suffering, fire, and agony, that part of Hades which is for the unforgiven sinner. This man in Hades spoke, had feeling, remembered his brothers who were yet alive on the earth. He begged Abraham to send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and place it on his parched tongue, for he was suffering in the torment of Hades. Abraham said that this could not be done, for once a person dies, his place in eternity is settled, whether in the peace of God in the righteous part of Hades at that day and now in heaven, or in the suffering part of Hades that will eventually become eternal hell. Abraham also told this man that no one will be sent back to earth to warn his brothers of his suffering in Hades, but that his brothers had Moses and the prophets, or the Jewish Holy Scriptures, and they must have faith in the Bible and trust God's plan of forgiveness of sin if they would escape the suffering of Hades and eventually eternal hell. As you hear these words today, do not permit the atheistic beliefs of some people, nor the atheistic, agnostic philosophy of others, to keep you from sincerely seeking Almighty God now while you yet have time. You do not know how long you're going to live. When you die, if your sins have not been forgiven by God, you will exist in the place of suffering and torment for all eternity. This is not a person's teaching, nor a theory, nor a myth or fable, but it is the true teaching of God's holy scriptures. Search the Bible today and find God's plan for your life for cleansing from sin, for peace and guidance in these days, and for all eternity which is before us. Following a period of time in which dead bodies are in the grave, God will raise these bodies from the grave in a future resurrection and reunite them with their spirits and souls. For the Bible believer, this will be a time that they will be reunited with their resurrected, changed bodies and continue their eternal life in heaven. For those who have died in their sins, this will be a time of judgment and being cast into eternal hell. Is the resurrection of the body from the grave mentioned in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament? Yes. We find the account of a believer's resurrection, that is, one who has been forgiven of his or her sins, in the Bible book of Job, chapter 19, and verses 26 and 27. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Job knew that after physical death and the decay of his body in the grave, at a later time he would be resurrected and would see God in that body. The same truth is given to us in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 19 in the Jewish Holy Scriptures. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. These words are very clear. There will be a future resurrection of dead bodies. Physical bodies will be raised from the grave. Where will the judgment take place and who will be there? In the Bible book of Revelation chapter 20 and verses 11 through 15, we read, And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell, or Hades, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is eternal hell. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The ones written in the book of life are those whose sins have been forgiven through the blood of atonement of Messiah Jesus. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 we read, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The first death is physical. The second death is separation from God for all eternity in hell. My dear friend, God does not want you to spend eternity in suffering. God has provided for us so that we can spend eternity with Him. The Jewish believer Peter recorded God's word for us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed, that is, being forgiven of sin, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. We cannot buy our way into heaven. But with the precious blood of Messiah, or Christ. Messiah Jesus died on the tree and shed his blood as the blood of atonement required by God for us to be cleansed of all of our sins. He died for us that we might spend eternity with the Lord God Almighty, with Messiah, in heaven, in a place of peace and joy and security. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more problems, no more death, but only joy throughout all eternity in that place which God has provided for us, heaven and His presence. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in His way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.